This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
99.9 KISW. We return to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Programming note. Metallica tickets every day in May start tomorrow morning with the Daily Mix Morning Show at 7:20.
Do not call it Metallica. You're told from the top. Don't do that.
Metallica tickets every single day multiple times. We kick that off tomorrow morning at 7:20. Already made it to May. Damn. A question, what unexpected encounter did you have with the Animal Kingdom? 206-803-ROB.
I've got a couple of texts here. It says, we can never remember that the snake thing, red next to black, is a friend of Jack, red next to yellow.
Don't tell me you can't remember, you just don't believe it when you do, man.
No, I don't believe that. And but somebody here says, we can never remember that red, yellow, black snake thing, so we changed it up. See a snake? Run away, Jake. See, that's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
And then somebody says, when I was a kid, I was vacationing with my family on our boat. I was bored one day and decided to get the crow call that we had, jump into the inflatable, and proceed to make it sound like a crow was drowning. Well, when I started, there was maybe a couple of crows in nearby trees watching me. After a few minutes of me doing this, there looked to be hundreds of crows staring at me. That was enough for me to stop immediately and rush back to the boat and hide. Don't mess with crows.
No.
Not for many.
Do not.
Man, sir.
Crows are super, super smart.
They're smart, they remember, and they're vindictive. My dog this morning, all right, so we have the same general group of crows around. I was just trying to be decent because I know they remember. They don't mess with us, but my dog's an idiot. So one of the crows is kind of out on the street. Traffic's coming, so the crows that are flying away, it does that, you know, come bounding over to the grass median. Well, me and the dog are about 6 feet away, and I can feel her starting to tug on the leash. So I literally just stopped, like, please don't do this. Because these crows, they live across the street from me. Like, when I get up and smoke in the morning, they're on the wire looking down at me. They know me. I know them. It's all cool. But I'm like, dog, do not ruin this for me.
Do you see them if it's still dark out?
I don't. They're crows.
Right. So all the crows, like, all the ones in Seattle, like, basically, they all, every night at sundown, go back to the same spot in Bothell.
Really? What?
Yeah. It's insanity.
What?
There's like one spot. So like, right, I'm looking outside. I see two crows across the street.
So they commute every day?
Basically, yeah.
They have their own territory and that's...
I don't know if they split up the territory or what, but yeah, I read something about it. It's like, yeah, basically they all end up going back to like this one crow haven at nighttime.
And then during the day, they go to their assigned neighborhoods, essentially.
Yeah, or maybe you have to fight another crow for your corner. I don't know how the, I don't know how it works in crow world.
Yeah, I don't know. I do know if you're another bird and you mess with whatever they got going on, they got no problem calling their buddies from other neighborhoods to basically do like a gang beating of your ass.
Right, that's like I had a buddy once, there was a dead crow, and he like moved it or something, and then there was these crows that sat outside his stoop and just... So finally he had to like bring the crow back out. I guess he put it in the trash or something and was like, here... Like, my bad. And the next day, they were gone. But, like, crows are one animal I actively talk at. Like, if there's one in the parking lot, I'll be like, easy, buddy. Not messing with you, crow.
Yeah. I feel like crows are like the monkeys of the bird world. We will remember you. We will exact revenge.
My talking to a crow yesterday was, Jesus, God, are you fat? Oh, wow. Oh, my God. This thing was
when
huge.
He gets attacked tomorrow, hey, man, he called me fat.
Go easy.
I'm like, what are you eating, dude?
He weight shamed me, dog.
I did. And I think maybe my neighbor thought I was crazy because I was out front going like, my God, man.
What, you're yelling at a fat crow?
Did you go
crow?
To the gym?
Why would they think you're crazy?
He was just jacked.
Look at this fat crow, everybody.
What unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
So I got a couple of stories, but I think the one that you guys will enjoy the most is me outrunning an elephant.
Okay, sounds pretty good.
How do you get yourself in that situation in the first place?
Well, I was in Mozambique. I was 16. I was on safari with my family. So you wake up at like 4:30 in the morning. By the time noon gets around, everybody wants to take a nap. And so they have trackers. They hang out over at the Jeep. They're having their lunch. My dad and the guide and me decide to lean against a tree and just relax and take a nap against a tree. Well, I'm sitting there. My dad and the guide are completely asleep. And all of a sudden, I feel like this itching on me. I'm like, what in the world is this? And I'm like, I stand up abruptly. I realize I'm covered in ants. I'm like, what in the world? So I'm like freaking out, getting all these ants off me. And I turn around. There's an elephant 20 feet away from me.
And is he staring at you?
Oh, it knows I'm there.
Now, wait a minute. Now, are your father and the guide still asleep against this tree?
Yeah. So my face just drops all coloring. And I'm just like, Dad, wake up. Wake up, Dad. There's an elephant right there. By the time I wake him up. The guide wakes up right afterwards. And he's like, run, run. And we all bolt while this bull elephant charges at us. I mean, just 15, 20 feet away behind us, we jump into the back of this pickup truck, go on these trackers, it floors it, and we haul away.
That's crazy.
How close do you think the elephant got to you?
I'm saying like 15 feet, and that's way too close, considering they're more than 15 feet long.
Well, when the guide says run, you run. Because they know.
Yeah.
They know the temperament.
Guess what? I'm qualified to be a guide, because that was my thought.
Yeah. Run! You're hired.
How long was your safari?
Like, how long of a visit?
Yeah, was it like a week long, 3 days? What are we doing?
That one, when I was 16, that was 4 weeks.
4 weeks, man. What other interactions did you have with the local wildlife there?
I've been hunted by a lion twice.
That's cool. How do you know you're being hunted? I'm assuming the guide is informing you of this.
So one time, when I was 7, there was a rogue pair of lions that were stalking the camp that we were in, and I was in the back of a pickup truck, and it stared at me, and they threw me in the window because it tried to go after me.
What does your dad work for, National Geographic? What is going on here?
Yeah, how many safaris have you been on?
My parents never took me on anything like that.
No.
I've been to Africa 4 times.
All right, okay. What's going on with your dad, man? Is he just a cool cat?
Oh, he was a CPA for Weyerhaeuser.
All right. Oh, well, that had to be a great job back in the day.
Yeah, I would think so.
All right.
And, one time they threw me in the cab of the vehicle. They had a couple guys out there with loaded rifles just staring at this lion because it was trying to get at me. The other one, I was hunting what they call a diker, if you've ever heard of that. It's a pygmy antelope.
Okay, I know what that is, yes.
Okay, so, I mean, they can't weigh more than 10, 15 pounds. And the way that you lure them to you, because they're very curious animals, is you use a wounded animal call. Well, lions also like the wounded animal call, too, because, hey, look, wounded animals. That's like free lunch. And so I was out hunting those, and all of a sudden there were 3 lion tails that were looking around for where this sound was coming from, and we had to slowly back away, and then once again the guide was like, run. And it was bolt to the vehicle and get in the side.
I'm not outrunning a lion.
Now, how far is the vehicle from you when it says run?
When he said run, we were probably only 20 yards away. But the time that we saw them stalking us, we were probably a good 100 yards away. And so it was like, quietly walk away. Don't move fast.
I got to ask you, other than Africa, what other adventures did your father take you on around the world? Did he take you anywhere else?
No, pretty much that. I mean, I've never even been to Canada, and I live in...
Jesus.
You've never been to Canada, what, bro? Man, you've been to Africa.
You've got to go to Canada, man. Go to Tim Hortons.
Yeah, I know. I just got to make like the 2.5-hour drive, and I can be in Canada. Never done it, but, you know, been to Africa 4 times, been to Mexico, been to, you know, a bunch of other places, but never Canada. Kind of funny.
That is a weird one.
I'll be honest with you, though, man. If you've been to Africa 4 times, Mexico a couple times, Canada's not going to be that exciting for you.
Canada's not bad.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. I'm just saying it's not exciting.
It's not bad.
It just seems colder.
Yeah. What unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm with them, though. Been to London. Been to Munich. Haven't been to Canada.
You haven't been to Canada yet?
Nope.
Damn. That's crazy. Right. We are, well, that said, we've been here for 19 years. I still have not been to Vancouver. When we took the kids to Canada, we went to freaking Toronto. You know, we still flew across the country. Actually, you know what? I was in Vancouver for about the 30 minutes that our layover was flying from Toronto.
Right.
That was about
Well, I was telling Mike, too, because he was like, that's just so weird. I'm like, right, but you got to remember, when you grew up in Maryland, like, you're not close to Canada. It's like people didn't go. I knew people that would go to Montreal, but that was about it.
But that was such a different excursion.
Everybody out here is like, you never been up to Vancouver? I'm like, no.
You haven't been to Hawaii yet either, have you?
I have not.
That's what I'm going to say. Just take advantage of our location.
Let me just say it. Let's go. If it's not Europe, I'm not leaving the mainland. All right? Let's just get it out. All right, everybody knows where I stand.
Man, I appreciate what you're saying, but you've been here long enough to where that's just not an excuse anymore, Ted. You should have made your way up to Vancouver.
I think you would really enjoy Mexico.
Oh, dude.
I'm sure I would enjoy Mexico and Canada. I don't know. I just never gone over.
Yeah, you would love it.
My plan, me and my buddy, we literally were going to go, and then like 2 weeks later, they were like, oh, COVID, we're shutting down everything.
You lost a lot of crap in that year.
Yeah, we just never went.
Damn.
What unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ron. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, guys?
Hola.
So, before I moved up here, I used to live down in Cali, and I was a mechanic down there. And I was working on this whole, I think it was like a 74 Monte Carlo, pulling the engine out of it. And I had to, I was down underneath undoing the drive shaft when I didn't have a drop light underneath there with me. So I was kind of in the dark. Shop wasn't that well lit. So I'm running my hand across the drive shaft, and I run my hand through this spider web. And I'm not crazy about spiders, but with my experience with spiders, I know black widow webs tend to be on the thicker side. And so I'm running my hand across the drive shaft, right? And I hear a couple snaps. You know, I feel a couple tugs on my fingers, and I'm like, oh, let me go try and find me a light. So I wiggle out from underneath the car, go find me a drop light, soft drop light underneath there, and go back underneath there. Same spot where I was, and sure, two of them staring. There's two black widows staring me right dead in the face.
Two of them.
Man, I almost bench pressed that Monte Carlo off me.
Oh, hey man, just us.
Man, I almost launched that car straight in the air. Couldn't get out from underneath there fast enough. Man, if I ran my hand across that drive shaft again into their web, they were about to have me for lunch.
Damn. And they don't really take long to take you down, right?
Yeah, no, and they can bite multiple times, too. That's cool. From what I've learned. They can bite you and keep on biting.
I had never heard of a black widow until we moved to Colorado and playing with friends. We just lifted a big rock out of the ground. I did not know what it was. One thing I can appreciate about a black widow is, even though I'm a child, I am 8 years old, never heard of it, did not know what I'm looking at. When I look down on it, and it's jet black with that weird, like, red hourglass thing, just something inherently tells you, do not mess with this thing. Because I remember I freaked out, threw the rock down, went home, told my mother. She's like, did it bite you? I'm like, no. Then she explained what a black widow was. But, you know, parents do with kids. I just couldn't believe she telling me the truth. She's like, look, if that thing bit you, like, you're basically going to drop dead kind of thing.
I thought you were going to break into the, oh, no.
Oh, Lord Jesus. That's what was going through my head. I didn't know what it was, but something like, oh, Lord Jesus, no.
I think you're right. Even if it's just a dog, you know. Right? Like, you ever walk into, like, somebody's house? Like, I remember my buddy's house. I was in his garage. And I know his dog super well.
Yeah.
But his dog's just kind of sitting there. And he just has a weird look in his eye. And I was like, is your dog all right? He's like, he's sick. Don't. And I was like, yeah.
Okay.
Like, sometimes I feel like instinctively you just kind of know.
You do, man. It's I'm telling you. And I've told this story before. But the people that used to live across the street from us when we lived in Rochester, that big-ass log pile And behind the log, or directly in front of the log piles, like 18 mailboxes, you know, for everyone that lives on this stretch of land. And once a summer, they would keep an eye on, I believe it was our cousin's big white husky. And this thing, the way they had it chained up, when you went to get the mail, it could get on top of the log pile. Couldn't quite reach you, but it's snarling like a foot away from you, and it's above you. And I hated it, man. But the only job my dad had me do was grab the mail. That's all I had to do. And something just told me this one day, like, man, don't do it. I got off the bus. I looked over there. Didn't see the dog. And that's just something. I'm not doing it today. Whatever. Of course, this is the one day my father's home from work early. She's like, did you get the mail? I'm like, I did not get the mail. God damn it, Steve. I give you one thing to do. All you got to do is get the mail. I said, look, man, I don't know how to explain this, but like, not today, man. There's something up. I don't know what it is. So my brother, of course, he's going to show off for my father. He's the older brother. So I remember him saying to me, what are you, chicken? Because back then, those were fighting words. I said, well, why don't you get the mail? I said, I will. But the way our driveway was, a lot of trees, and it kind of curved around. So from the kitchen, you can see down the driveway. But then once he kind of banked around the corner, he's gone. So now my father is admonishing me for just not getting the mail. And then you're just here in the background, help, dog. So my father looks at me and says, my brave son. He rolls up his newspaper, and I see him disappear around the corner. And, man, you just hear the father's walking back, and my brother's all sniffly and everything. That dog didn't bite him, scared the bejesus out of him. But my father said, when I got around the corner, your brother's backed up against a tree. This thing is snarling at him. Looks like it wants to rip his face off. Your brother's about to piss his pants. So he's like, I took a newspaper and smashed him over the head. And said, this is how the kingdom works. It's that dog dropped unconscious right there. Grabbed my brother, brought him in. So my brother's now in the house, and he's trying to, like, hide his tears and his sniffles because he just talked smack to me, right? And so we're at the kitchen table. I just remember I looked at him. I was like, who's chicken now? I was like, F you, man. Oh, I think That was the first time he told me to go after myself.
What unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, yeah. Still one of my favorite memories. Really is. Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So man, 10 years ago plus now, me and my dad were camping near Mount St. Helens on a lake. And we'd never been to this lake. We were there to do some fishing. And we set up our campsite, and I'm like looking around, and I hear eagles. I'm like, oh, cool. It's a nice natural spot.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Right. Yeah, singing up in the air. And I hear some branches start breaking in the trees. And I'm thinking, like, oh, I don't want to stay here. There's, like, dead trees falling. And, I mean, it sounds kind of loud. It's kind of crazy out here. And I hear a loud smack. And I look, like, 10 feet away from me. And this big, giant kokanee, a landlocked salmon, was just landed on the dirt in our campsite.
Oh, so an eagle picked it up?
An eagle, I was like, what the heck? I go over to it, and there's 3 puncture wounds on each side of it. There was an eagle carrying it, and I guess another eagle tried to fight it for its food. And, we just get this half-side tenderized salmon, landlocked salmon, and me and my dad just kind of look at each other. We're like, I guess there's fish in the lake. So we threw it on the fire, grilled it up. Ranger came by, asked us for our license and all that. We showed him everything. And he's like, oh, you guys caught a fish. And we were like, should we tell him? We tell him. He was like, oh, that's totally awesome. That doesn't count towards your limit for the day.
Okay, I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Right? Like, hey, man.
How do you prove that happened?
Right.
Well, he saw the talons and everything. And he was like, oh, yeah, that'll happen. And we thought it was crazy. We'd never seen anything like that. I've been fishing for, you know, over 20 years. And we got fed by
Yeah, but you never have the fish come to you.
Mm-hmm. Eagles seem to be a bit of butterfingers when it comes to holding onto their fish. I feel like more than almost any other animal when it comes to just making the kill.
But he also was fighting another eagle.
Now, Alex is guessing, perhaps, another eagle tried to take it. I think it was just Butterfingers.
So do you think you would drop an ice cream cone?
As a child, I did a lot, right?
I'm you just didn't saying, want yes to. Yes or no, right now, I feel like you could hold an ice cream cone pretty good.
I could, sure.
You're walking down the street, having a couple delicious licks.
I don't sound like
some
that.
Some crackhead okay. challenges you and swings on you. You might drop the cone.
I might drop the cone, but also, let's think about things that we have seen.
That other eagle think. Might have been a crackhead eagle.
You're drinking a beer. We are hammered, and I've seen each one of us do this, except Mike. Have a beer in your hand. Either you fall out of a stool, you trip and fall. Somehow, you even land on your back, but the arm holding the beer is still holding the beer up without spilling a drop. That's the kind of eagle I would like to meet.
What unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm pretty sure that's how you sound when you walk down the street with your ice cream cone.
That prevents people from messing with me. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I have to predicate this by saying that I spent most of my life in the outdoors. So I grew up in South Dakota, and most of it was as a wildland firefighter.
Oh, right. Wow. Okay.
But I've been bitten by two brown bats on separate occasions.
Were they have a lot of hair?
No, I do not. I'm shaved bald.
Oh. Are they attracted to hair?
Were they rabid?
That's what I always heard.
We don't know. We weren't able to catch him, but I saw he goes to the rabies shots and everything. So this was well over 15 years ago.
I heard those aren't fun. Time.
No, they are not. And to this day, I scream like a little girl and go running the opposite direction.
Well, it's a big-ass needle, right? That's the problem. Yeah.
In the stomach, yes.
And multiple shots, not just one, correct?
Yes, a series of 9 weeks, seven shots.
It used to be in the ass. I remember that. My brother was bitten by dogs constantly, and every time he had, and he was a paper boy, but we would sit down for three of us would sit down for dinner, and he just kind of stand somewhat crouched, but he could not sit down because of this big ass needle he kept putting.
Where did they bite you?
The first one was in the neck. We were sitting bored.
Good evening. I mean, what in the hell is that? That's so. How can that be?
Right.
How can that be?
Well, we were throwing an air football when it's glowing dark ones around.
Yeah,
and we accidentally hit something. I was like, what the heck? Because you throw it, and all of a sudden it goes the other direction. Like, well, that's weird. There's nothing in the air. Walked over to where the football was, and all of a sudden something, like, what the heck, hit me on the neck. And everybody just reached up to grab it with their gloved hands, and it was a bat. Like, they couldn't keep it, though.
How big?
Oh, it wasn't very big at all. It was maybe about the size of my fist.
They're usually pretty tiny.
But still, though, to know you've been bitten on the neck.
Things,
come
really.
On. You can't write that.
That is the Dracula bat right there.
Exactly.
Man.
Like, geez, yeah.
No superpowers, no long life.
Oh, I'm sorry about that part.
Yeah, that sucks.
What unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
9KISW, the men's room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Beautiful night for baseball. If you are headed down to T-Mobile to watch a game two with the Atlanta Braves. Mariners up 1-0, I'm serious.
Yes, sir.
Men's Room IPA can be found section 319, the upper deck of the Good Hops beer stand. Also section 243, club level at the third base bar. Hopefully more locations coming up. More locations around the area include Northwest Brew Works, the Loose Wheel Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Fisherman's Restaurant, Ringer's Pub and Grill, Lucky Silver, Toscano's Italian Kitchen, the Gas Lamp Tavern, Imbibe Bottle House and Tap Room, T-Mobile Park, give you those locations. Zeke's Pizza in Tacoma, Redmond Bar and Grill, Rainier Bar and Grill, Via Marina Restaurante Pizzeria, West Seattle Golf Course. Give it up for Dan and the guys, Dreadnought Brewing, and Jose's Famous Salsa. Some of the
nice, man. Thank you, guys.
You can pick up the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Our question, what unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, Ted, the one that I got fired from.
I was going to say. It's kind of funny. The right here. I was like, oh, yeah, Mike, that's the one I need to call. That's your spot.
What do you mean you got fired?
I got fired.
Why'd you get fired? What did you do? What did you do, Michael?
How
many places did you get fired
just
from?
Just the two.
What, that lifeguard?
What is going on?
Yeah. I was a dishwasher, and I thought I was doing a fine job, but apparently I wasn't doing a fine job, and they canned my ass.
How many shifts
did you work?
You didn't do anything. Correct. You just didn't do a good job washing dishes?
Yeah.
I think it's because I left them for an auction.
Or the speed of work?
So what now?
Was
quality.
It quality.
Quality.
So they were saying there was still food in the pans?
There shouldn't have been, dude. I thought I was doing a fine job. I thought I was doing good.
There shouldn't have been.
All of a sudden, I got a call out of nowhere. Okay, coincidentally, I was away. I had to take time off so I could go to an auction. Yeah. And I was there, and I got the phone call. Like, yep, calling to let you go, man. Like, well, okay.
You don't let dishwashers go.
Nobody does.
No. You can't.
I'm saying, Mike,
have to be doing cocaine off a hooker on the counter.
You have to do more than that. It has to be customers saw you do it. We had a guy that would shoot heroin between his toes in the bathroom, right? And I worked with this guy for like 5 years. I'm not joking. We would tell him, like, Jim, man, we know you have a habit. We know you're trying to break it. We know that it is difficult. Can you not do it here? And he'd be apologetic, but it kept his job. Because, Mike, even this guy who's shooting heroin between his toes in the bathroom, his dishes were clean, man.
There was also not enough hot water to get through a night. I don't know if things changed around that.
Excuses. Do they have a You're Fired merit badge?
They should, man. I'm just a bad
That's
employee.
That's a good joke, Montgomery. That's a good joke. The years of Eagle Scouts, he got you on that one, Mike.
Yeah. Look at that right there, fired.
Twice.
What unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803.
That's all right. They wouldn't hire me at a driving range.
Damn, bro.
What were you trying to do? Just work there behind the counter?
I just applied for the job. You know, you're like 15 or whatever. You start applying for jobs.
Sure.
God damn, it's a good story. But then the defensive line coach of varsity football, I'm in summer school and he comes in and I love this guy. Don't get me wrong. His gold's a great man. And he goes, Smitty, get out of class. I got to talk to you, right? And I said, what's going on? He goes, look at these grades. He goes, you got a summer job? I said, well, I'm applying down to the driving range. He goes, with these grades, you don't seem smart enough to pick up golf balls.
Damn.
And you still didn't get the job.
Still didn't. I don't know why I didn't get that job.
I told you.
But I told you
were qualified.
His line, though, when he said that, I was like,
yeah, you're right, Miss Gordon.
I ain't going to hire your dumb ass.
Well, also, I'd be like, well, I'm in summer school for 3 classes. So these grades should be shocking to you.
What unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
And it's like a little brother getting in trouble. The whole classroom. Smitty, get out.
We should start doing that at work again.
Remember that? The motorcycle.
You know what I mean? Bring it back. So if something like the boss is mad at you, just everyone.
Yeah, but at work, it's not as fun.
But we don't do it. I bet
I can't just
fun.
Go like, oh, I guess I'll go to the public radio station now. Right? Like, get kid to high school. That's rough, but.
Right. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Hey, gentlemen. This story goes back about 50 years. I was probably about 10 years old, about 4.5 feet tall. Me and my dad and one of his buddies were up in eastern Washington, up in Okanagan. And we went there to go do some trout fishing. And we get to the stream, and my dad realizes we need some more bait. So he takes off down to the bait store, and me and his friend, we'll just call him Jim, go down to the stream, and we're fishing along, and I catch a fish, and I'm just, I'm 10 years old, I'm like excited, and I'm all, okay, this is great. I pull the fish up on the shore, and I kill it and get it off the hook, and now I got scales all over my hands. So I'm over by the river, and I'm kind of on a little bluff kind of in a way, and I'm cleaning my hands, taking the scales and stuff off my hands. And out of nowhere, this snake comes up and bites my finger out from under the water.
Jesus. Oh, no way.
Yeah, and I'm just like, and I rear back, and I hold my hand, my hand all the way up, and this snake is every bit as big as I am.
What kind of snake
and
was
I'm
it?
Just like, I'm thinking I'm dead. This is a water moccasin. We're in eastern Washington. This snake's coming from under the water. And I'm just like, what the? And I shake it off my hand. And luckily, it went back in the water, but it came back up on shore. So now I'm yelling at my dad's not there yet. And I'm over there screaming at his friend, who's probably about 20, 30 yards downstream from me, saying, I just got bit by a snake. And he comes running up to me, and he's like, and he texts me out. He looks at my
phone. Oh, hey. Yep.
Hang on. Colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio.
How funny was it?
Sucker! Mother!
Well, the important thing is that you can
please
identify what the hell the snake
is. Call it. Yeah.
I mean,
now,
you can't go back
to the program.
Can't go back in the water.
All right, welcome back to the program, Mike.
Gosh darn it.
That's all right, man. So, was he able to identify the snake?
Well, what we did is he went over there. The funny part about it is that he went over with a club and he started clubbing the snake and he's dancing all around this snake and he finally kills it. By then, my dad shows up. He's at the top of the hill there and he's probably maybe 50 yards away from us. And I'm yelling up to him, Dad, I just got bit by a snake. And I swear, I mean, I didn't probably get the word snake out of my mouth and he was standing next to me.
Did it break skin?
It did break the skin. And so we grabbed all the snake and everything. We took off. We jumped in the truck. We went down the ranger station just a few miles down the road. Ranger station grabs, you know, looks at the snake, looks at my finger. There's no puncture marks. It's just kind of like a razor cut. Looks back at the snake, looks at my finger, looks up at us and says, this is the biggest gardener snake I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, really?
Okay. Thank God.
How relieved were you?
Oh, my gosh, was I ever... I thought I was going to die. My heart was pounding, and my dad, you know, the look on his face, and we all thought, you know, they going to be checking out here pretty soon.
Yeah, Mike, it's been nice knowing you for 10 years. Been a good son.
I wonder if the park ranger has anti-venom for the poisonous snakes that are on, you know, in the area.
I don't know.
Or if that's just something where you got to go to a hospital, you know.
I feel like it's in such short supply, at least the way I always hear it through the media. It seems like it's always in such short supply that it's at the hospital.
Okay.
But yeah, it would make sense if the park ranger, like, hey, if I'm the first person they're going to visit, well, I shouldn't be middle management on this. Right. You know what I mean? Like, let me help these people.
Did I say he was 10 when that happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10 years old.
Like the idea and his thought at a 10-year-old. Might be checking out.
Checking out. Isn't even this mortal coil.
I hit double digits. I'm out.
What are you, 70?
What an unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
Just a quick text here. Several different things. An octopus clung to my leg in the ocean of Mexico. No, thank you. A crow dropped a dead rat on my car. Knowing what we know of crows, probably on purpose. And I tried to feed a coyote with mange because I thought it was a sick dog.
Oh.
Yeah, now it's just a mangy coyote.
You have traits.
Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, fam people. How y'all doing?
Hola.
Hola. Well, I've got two stories, but the best one is about 25 years ago, I was a bad girl and ended up being in federal prison in Coleman, Florida. And I was on the landscape crew. And as everybody knows, Florida is famous for alligators, but it's also got a lot of snakes. A
lot of snakes.
And they're mainly rattlesnakes or the water moccasins. Rattlesnakes will, usually unless you're next to their nest, they'll run. Water moccasins are aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out there mowing, and the way our mowers were set up, there was a little mini tractor that did the mowing, and then there was a seat attached to it, pretty much like a trailer hitch that would swivel back and forth. But there was about 3 feet between the tractor and the seat. So I'm mowing along one day, got my headphones on, enjoying the sunshine and peace and quiet. And all of a sudden, a water moccasin pops up between my legs. Let me tell you, I went one direction, the snake went the other direction, and the tractor just kept on going.
So did you eventually catch up to the tractor?
Oh, well, they were built to, they'd run a couple of feet if you weren't sitting in it. They'd
and they'd kill
off.
It.
Ah, okay, okay.
I don't know where the snake, we couldn't find it, but my boss ran by and wondered why I was laying on the ground.
That's a fair question.
And then another time, I moved from landscaping to the garage, and I was the head mechanic there. So I had pretty much run of the place. I could get in the pickup truck and run wherever I wanted to. Well, we also had a lot of wild boars at where I was at. And so I went way back in the woods to the recycling center, and I was out doing something. Well, one of the wild boars came up, and they're mean. So I, you know, it started charging at me, and I ran and jumped in the truck, and the thing charged and rammed into the truck.
How many times did it ram the truck?
It just rammed it that one time, but it rammed it and then stopped and stood in front of me. I was inside the truck. I missed count. They had to come find me because I was not moving.
Also, you were still incarcerated this time.
I was on the it worked with the garage at that time and had gone back to landscaping to do something. And I was in one of the pickup trucks. And like I said, I was outside doing something, and the pig came running at me, or the boar came running at me. So I jumped in the truck, and the darn thing rammed into the truck.
How big are those damn things?
They're huge. They are really, really, really big, a lot bigger than you think they are.
And they're just aggressive by nature, right?
Very mean, and they've got big old horns on them.
How much, much time did you spend in that lovely Florida hotel?
I was there for 3 years.
Okay. You mind me asking what happened there?
I like to spend other people's money.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, so you're someone's wife.
Back in my day, we used to call it embezzlement.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a new term now.
It was more of identity theft over the internet.
Oh,
okay. Right. Okay.
I'm only using personal experience. My mom worked with a woman who...
A lot of money, wasn't it?
Oh, ton of money. But that hookup was awesome in Vegas before we knew what she was doing.
Oh, that's why you got all the free rooms and stuff, because she was gambling so much.
We were 21.
She reached that level of status.
See, that's what we thought, Miles, that she was just a hell of a gambler. Turns out when you embezzle 20 mil from the D.C. fire department, you don't really have to be a good gambler.
20
You're just
million
spending dollars. A lot of money at these casinos.
And then she's still in jail.
No, she already did her bid. She's out.
Okay. Right.
But it was just funny. We were 21, and she got us a room at the Paris, and there is a VIP place to go in, right?
All right.
And I mean, and they're very nice. It's the Paris. But I mean, we walk in, and they're just like, hey, fellas, like, this is actually for VIPs, blah, blah, blah. And I just go, we're a guest of whoever's. Mm. And they're like, oh, Mr. Smith. I mean, they knew all of
it. They knew who you were. Wow.
Right. They had a limo pick us up. I mean, it was unreal.
Sucks
but then
you got caught.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, that's in the end of the day, it's like, all right, that makes a lot more sense. You couldn't have been that good of a gambler.
Right.
What unexpected encounter did you have with the Animal Kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
Miles, question for you. One of your daughters, she's in Namibia?
Yes.
Okay. Text, Ola, I'm from Namibia. And I was walking through a patch of grass, and I see a black mamba that was probably 10 feet long. I look the other way. There's now a lizard that's about 12 feet long. I froze in fear. They both took off with that incident.
I get pictures constantly of the huge spiders in her shower. One spider was guarding her front door to her place.
Like, how big are we talking? Like, dinner plate size?
It was a size. It was bigger than a tarantula. It was not hairy like a tarantula.
Okay.
But it was on the corner of the door, and she just sent me a note like, I'm not going in there.
Okay, so she hasn't quite acclimated.
Well, she's going to walk around and see if it would just leave on its own. But the stuff that she sends me, the pictures of, I'm like, Jesus. And lots of, man, she's got so many stray dogs.
Really?
Tons of them. And they all have litters, and then she'll try to take care of the puppies, but the puppies get sick constantly.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, out of six dogs, two maybe will make it.
Okay.
But she tries her best, and then, you like, she had one for, like, 6 weeks. The last one out of the litter finally passed on, so she's always sending me these pictures. I'm like, what happened to your dogs, man? Like, they died. And I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Like, stop doing this.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, stop doing this. What unexpected encounter did you have with the Animal Kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Amy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
Hola. So my unexpected encounter is I originally grew up in Alaska. So one summer, I was about 10 years old, and my dad takes the whole family out camping. We go to the Upper Russian Lake. You know, just amazing scenery, everything, tons of wildlife. And the campsite provided canoes. So we go out onto the lake, and it's a pretty big lake. It's pretty expansive. And it was me, my dad, my sister, and my cousin, and we're out on the lake. And offshore, my dad said, oh, look, there's a moose. So there's a little bit of a peninsula close to the moose. So he's like, well, let's go paddle to the other side of the peninsula. Maybe we could just kind of like get a good look at it. So we go around the little peninsula. We're getting close to shore, and we turn around, and the moose is, you know, in the water, and it's walking towards us. So my dad is cautious, and he's like, oh, let's not get out of the canoe. And the moose ended up walking up to us. We got some pictures. We got to pet the moose.
You
know,
you
it was
pet
really
the
cool.
Moose.
So, yeah, so we, like, pet his like snout, you know, kind of like the side of his head, maybe on his neck a little bit. And my dad is, you know, a like real Alaska wilderman, you know, so he's cautious, but, you know, I trust him a lot. And
I mean, you're saying he's cautious, but at the same time, you're petting
a moose.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's the Alaska way.
The Alaska way, yeah. So he, you know, after about 10 minutes, he's like, well, let's leave him. Like, we don't know what he's going to do next. So we did. We kind of paddled around the little peninsula again. And it followed us for a little bit. You know, it was just kind of like keeping an eye on us. And, I mean, my dad's best guess is that maybe it was a juvenile that kind of just, like, left its mother recently. So it wasn't, like, super cautious of humans or
maybe
know,
just a moose that appreciated the touch of a woman.
Yeah, girl.
Stroking that neck just right. I don't know what you're doing later, but your daddy will get out of here.
That's crazy.
Wow. I don't, like I said, only the guys I knew that grew up in Alaska, the only story they told me was the moose. They're like, you see them all the time, but we got drunk. There's a moose outside of my friend's place. They bet him. I don't know if they'd even bet money. It's just more of a dare. Run out there, slap the moose on the ass. Mm-hmm. And of course, because they're from Alaska, they're like, yeah. So the way they explained this, he said, man, I went out there, I slapped it on the ass. I'm like, what does that even feel like? He's like, take your hand and just smash it into a brick wall. Right there, just thick. He's like, he hits the moose's ass. And the way he described it, I can't do it justice, but said the moose wasn't even like a quick turnaround, like it was startled. It was kind of a slow turnaround, like, are you goddamn kidding me right now? It's like, we meet eyes. He's like, I just took off back into the house. Moose didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. But he said, just the way it turned its head, it's like, you ain't going to do that again, right?
What unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Lori. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How
are
we doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. So I'm walking down a rural road in Grays Harbor County. And just tooling along, trying to make my way to the main road, and a black bear comes out of the brush onto the road about 20 feet in front of me.
Don't worry, honey. I'm not here for you.
Oh, yeah. This was going to be unpleasant. And then two of the tiniest little black puffs of fur came out behind her, and now I was trying to rationalize just how painful this was going to be.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, pretty terrifying. Took me about 2 weeks to come down off of that adrenaline rush.
So how far away was the bear from you?
About 20 feet.
That's it, man.
And how big did it look at 20 feet away?
It was enormous.
I mean,
actually, it was probably relatively smaller. It was a younger bear from what I was told. And that was probably the only thing that saved my life that day, was that it was a young bear and probably her first cubs.
I was going
to
say,
whether or not she wanted to risk it.
Did your heart sink when the two cubs popped out? Like, oh, Jesus, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, instantly. I mean, when it first happened, I thought, okay, this is going to be not fun. But, you know, I still had a chance. But when I saw, they were so small, they still had to be wet. I mean,
oh, wow.
they were tiny, and I just knew she was going to shred me. And I had a backpack on, and I remember I didn't break eye contact with her. I didn't move, and I started to rotate a shoulder to think I could get my backpack to slide off, like maybe I could use that and to defend myself. And then, in hindsight, thinking that's not the smartest thing to take—the only protection off your spine and neck. But
what's all these in animal world? What's the big deal with eye contact? Why is that such a
it's aggressive
dog? I know, but you name the animal, lions.
Do it in your life.
Think about humans.
Go sit on the light rail. Just stare some other dude straight in the eye and see if you don't get a reaction.
Remember, you said there was a guy Seriously. At a bar who had mistaken identity.
Yeah,
you could tell he wanted to kill you from the way he's looking at you.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, like, apes, don't look him at him in the eye, man. Lions, don't look him in the eye. Like, all these things. Like, basically, what I've learned is just don't look at any damn thing. Just look at nothing.
Okay. Daily Mix Morning Show joining us. Coming up, we will sit and spin. We've got the 10 greatest rock songs of the 90s. And your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.